Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
The number of older adults choosing to get their intravenous medications in their homes is definitely growing. The question is being asked then, is Medicare wasting healthcare dollars by requiring people to get treatments in hospitals and nursing homes, or would they be saving a lot of money letting people do this in their home and teaching them how to do it properly? My guest is Russ Bodoff. He's the executive director of the National Home Infusion Association. So, Russ, tell the listeners, first of all, what is home infusion? What kinds of diseases are we seeing infusion for?
Infusion involves the administration of medication through a needle or catheter. And you would use an infusion treatment when an oral medication wasn't working or there's not an appropriate oral medication. And the areas where you would probably see infusion treatment being used is in antibiotics, where oral antibiotics weren't working, cancer-related pain, dehydration, gastrointestinal diseases, sometimes congestive heart failure, Crohn's disease, hemophilia, multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis. It's a significant number of impairments where infusion treatment may be appropriate.
Okay, so Russ, now I just want to jump back to cancer for a second, because I know more and more people are getting chemo treatments that they can do even at home. So explain a little bit about the intravenous. What's required for people to give themselves these kinds of infusions? Do they need to have a nurse present? Do they have their spouse or loved one do it for them? Is it, I mean, because diabetics have for years been giving themselves insulin, you know, insulin shots wherever they happen to be. Is this different than that?
Infusion treatments are different than diabetes care. There's no question about that. And generally, for a patient who would be receiving an home infusion treatment, a nurse would come out to the home and provide the training to the patient or potentially a caregiver, family member, etc. What has made this much easier over the years is the intelligence that have been built into infusion pumps, which make it much easier for the patient to be able to provide the care on their own. Before 1980, this couldn't be done. Infusion treatments were always done in a hospital-type setting. And over the past 30 years, you know, technology has just made the availability to be able to do this treatment in the home possible. And the real benefit is most patients would prefer to be in the home and the surroundings that they're comfortable with, and it gives them the independence. They can have their infusion treatment and they can go out and do their normal activities.
Well, it would certainly seem to make sense that you'd be more comfortable in your own home. You don't have to, you know, schlep yourself out to the hospital and wait in the lobby while you get your turn, you know, that sort of thing. And then there's not quite as much overhead. I mean, you're not paying for every person you run into along the way. Is there a potential for, and not necessarily abuse, but improper use, and or, you know, is there a reason that this is coming under controversy?
Well, understand that the home infusion pharmacy doesn't make a decision on treatment. It's the physician, and the physician is writing a prescription for that particular infusion drug because they feel it is the best way of treating that patient, or the oral medication is not working. So the abuse is not going to take place, I think, because the pharmacy wants to give more care. They can only be responsive to the prescriptions that the to the prescriptions that the physician are ordering. The issues involved right now, if you use the term controversy, really comes on not the benefit of home infusion, but the coverage options under Medicare. And that's where a lot of discussion now is taking place.
Okay, so if we look at the benefits and the costs associated with providing these infusions in the home, what is it? You are introducing legislation, your organization is introducing legislation to provide additional coverage, correct?
That's right.
So what is it you want? You want Medicare to, do they have to do more research and look into it, or you think that it's pretty much speaks for itself?
I don't think there's any question among the folks at CMS, and CMS administers Medicare, of the quality or of the value of home infusion. It all comes down to, you know, discussions about whether this is a cost savings to Medicare or not. Now, what we will point out always is that all private pay insurance companies cover home infusion. Medicare Advantage plans cover home infusion treatment, and the only major payer in the country that doesn't is Medicare fee-for-service. If you take a look at cost savings, and of course that is critical in our healthcare system today, we all know an average day in a hospital could cost $1,000 to $2,000. An average day in a skilled nursing facility could be $400 to $600 a day, while home infusion treatment is going to average about $150 a day. The challenge and where this exists, it's because of the silos that exist in the Medicare program where we have parts A, B, C, and D. And because an infusion treatment involves not only the drug, and generally Medicare will cover the drug, but it also covers the infusion services, equipment, and supplies. There's significant pharmaceutical services by the pharmacists as they manage that patient's care and the nursing services, et cetera. And that does not come under the Part D drug benefit. It comes under Part B. And there's no other example of a healthcare situation where we split a benefit between Part B and Part D. And that's what makes it so challenging to get this benefit approved.
Now, do you think that there's differences in how the process would be managed? Are there consequences, do you think, in patient care coordination? I mean, when you're at the hospital, you go into the outpatient clinic, wherever you're going for your infusion, it's pretty much standard. You go here, you go there, you go there, you go there, you're out. But when it's in your home now, you have to get the medications approved, get the equipment needed, get the visiting nurse scheduled, you know, make sure that, you know, what if she's sick that day? Is somebody else going to be able to come in? Is there patient care gaps?
Well, I mean, we don't think so. And in fact, 35% of our members are hospitals, and the hospitals recognize that it's more cost-effective, better care for the patient to be able to receive that care in the home. Remember, many of the patients who will receive infusion treatments, because of the condition that they have reduced immune systems. So by keeping them in the hospital on extended periods of time to get infusion treatments, placing them at risk for hospital-based infections at a much higher cost to our healthcare system. One of the requirements of a home infusion pharmacy is that they have to be available, the pharmacist and the nurse, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if a patient's having an issue, they can pick up a phone 2 o'clock in the morning, and they're going to get support to deal with whatever problem they have. That doesn't happen in most traditional healthcare settings.
No, it certainly doesn't. So in the last 30 seconds, Russ, what would you like to see happen, and what can the consumers do about it?
Well, we certainly would like to see legislation passed that would provide the home infusion benefit to Medicare fee-for-service patients, and certainly consumers and patients and their family could talk to their members of Congress, phone calls, letters urging them to consider this benefit, because it really comes back in the long run. It benefits the patient, and there's so many examples of patients who have suffered because that benefit doesn't exist.
And do you have a website very quickly, Russ, that people can go to?
Yes, it would be www.nhia.org.
nhia.org. You can go there for more information on infusion therapy in home. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.